Blog Talk Radio.
Shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. We thank God for you, 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 and you. We send the blessings of God to each and every one that is listening today. Oh, it's a privilege and it's a pleasure to be with you. Those that are listening, those that listen on a continual basis, we want to thank God for you. We just want you to know today that we love you. And if you feel led today, call us at 347-857-3925. Let us know today, some way, somehow. Now, we don't have to have a long, drawn-out conversation. You can just let us know that you were listening and you thank God for us. You're praying for us and praying with us. All right, it takes us two to get the job done. And we thank God for you. Yes, we do. We really do. If we was close to you, we'd give you a great big hug. Yes, and tell you how much we love you. I'm so glad to be with you once more and again. If you have a prayer request, call us and give us your prayer request, and we will be praying for you. Yes, we are still praying for, praise God, we're still praying for Pamela. We're praying for Pamela today also. And we want to add James Harrington, Pastor James Harrington on there. We are praying for him today. He has three broken ribs, praise God. And we are praying for him today. Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray for Pastor Harrington there in Virginia. We pray for him today that God will undertake and touch him, and he will have full recovery and get back to work. Praise God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We thank God today also for him, even though he has the broken ribs, you know, with the church in Philadelphia. Sorry about that. In Philadelphia. We thank God for him and his family. And we prayed for Mr. Benjamin, his court case. Today also, we're still praying till we hear that he come out okay. He found favor there in Jesus' name. Everything went according to plan. All right. We're praying also for Allison Crawford, who has cancer on the brain. We're praying for Allison right now in Jesus' name, Father God. We ask that you dry it up from its root right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it. Lord, we are praying for Clement Thomas also. He's out of the hospital, and we thank God, and we trust that he has recovered fully. And thank you, Jesus, for him being out. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. And we pray for Chrissy, who had cancer on the face. We're praying for her. Also, we're going to still pray until we hear some good news. We're looking for some good news that it has dried up in the name of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name, Father God, let us experience a miracle. Lord, we praying for Cheryl White, also, who's on dialysis. And we praying for her, Father God, that she will recover, God, that you make her every whit whole in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, we thank you, Lord God, for it right now. Lord, we pray for Andre Green's soul and we pray for his eyes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you touch and deliver him, God, and make him every whit whole, spirit and his body, in the name of Jesus and his mind. In Jesus' name, God, make him whole right now. We thank you for it, God. We ask you, God, to touch, continue to touch James Hennett. Lord, continue to touch him in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, all those that have had strokes, God, of all kinds, whether it's massive or not, Father, we pray for them today, Lord. We ask that you touch and deliver them right now. God, in Jesus' name, you touch and deliver them today. In the mighty name of Jesus, and they need you right now, Father. And, Father, we thank you right now for touching Mr. Sin's hip, where he has hip surgery, in Jesus' mighty name. And we give you all the glory today for it, in Jesus' name. Father of God, in Jesus' name, we pray for all the pastors, God, the pastors that are sick, going through, God, near the end. Lord, they're trying to do all the work, they're sick in their bodies. God, we pray for them today, God. Those that are about to give up, Lord, we ask, Father, in Jesus' name, touch them right now. Don't let them give up, Father God. Oh, give them a little more strength, God, to continue on, God, and tell them that the battle is already won. It's already won according to the word of God. And we glorify you, God, and we thank you, God, for all of that, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, you know, Lord, we thank God for our listeners, you know, right now, Father God. We thank God for every one of them that do listen in. It's a pleasure. Yes, it's a pleasure for me to know that you're on the other end. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good to us, isn't he? I mean, we're facing a lot of chaotic situations at this time in our world, as it has been a little calm a little bit, but it's an uproar all over. People are, like, you know, allowing themselves to be influenced by the enemy, the devil. Okay, let's just say it who it is, the devil. People are being influenced by the devil, by their enemies, in all types of ways, and allowing the enemies to take their peace, you know, take their joy and all this, you know. And it's time for us to come together, church. It's time for us to come together here. My God. Don't let the devil win, you know. I'm not giving no place to that devil. He can't win. You know, no matter what he tried to do. And listen, he fights over here too now. Ain't no, you just think he fighting on you alone. He's not fighting on you alone. He's all over the place trying to disturb this broadcast, trying to disturb me, trying to disturb everybody. He's wreaking havoc in people's lives, touching their bodies, touching their children's, touching everything, their jobs, their money, their finance, their homes. You know, you could be living in your house and all of a sudden your roof fall in, you know. And what happened? I ain't got no money to get a new roof, you know. And what's happening? Now you're frustrated. You're mad with the world. You see what I'm talking about? Something is always going on. He's not stopping either. So what do you got to do? What do you have to do? Get in the place with God and hold fast. Don't let nothing. Look at my nephew there, James Harrison. That's my nephew there. Praise God. You know what? Look at him there. Get hurt. All he was doing was exercising. You see? Now, I don't know what happened, how it happened, exercising, because I don't do that kind of exercise. You know what I'm saying? I need to, but I don't. And we praying now. We praying for him. So the devil don't care. When you start walking out on the word and letting God use you, he bring all kind of catastrophes in your life. Mm-hmm. So you need to be praying and need somebody praying for you all the time. I mean, honey, I don't mind asking somebody to pray for me. If you know how to pray. Now, if you don't know how to pray, I ain't going to ask you in the first place. But if you know how to pray, pray for me. You know what I mean? Pray for me, you know, as I pray for you and you pray for me. We pray for each other. Something's going to happen good. I believe that today. Yes, I do. Let me give you a little word because I'm just getting all into it already. Achievement is not a solo performance, but a quartet whose harmony comes from the qualities of attitude, ability, direction, and persistence. Shall we say that again? Achievement is not a solo performance, but a quartet whose harmony comes from the qualities of attitude, ability, direction, and persistence. That's what it is, all right? Achievement, okay? to achieve something today. So you overlook my throat, my voice. My throat is trying. Didn't I just tell you the enemy is always trying to start something? We were talking about unity on the former broadcast. We was talking about unity. Now, some people say they want unity, but they want unity with a select group of people. Yeah. Did you hear me? They have cliques they want to have unity with. You see what I'm saying? This is what they want to do. But we're here to tell you that's not God's way. God do not have any cliques. Do you hear what I'm saying? He want us together, but he do not have any cliques. You see what I'm saying? And we so easily form cliques, we want special people. We have some people say, well, I only, you know, church world people, I'm dealing with church world people these days. What do they say they want to be with? Huh? They want to be with the higher up, the ones with mega churches. They want to rub elbows with people with thousands and thousands of members, and then they want to look down on the church that's on the corner with maybe got 5 to 15 members, you know, or something like that. And this is where they want to go. They don't want to be bothered, and they don't want to give them no offerings either. And so, you see, you're looking at the size of a person's ministry, but if those people are doing what God called them to do, you shouldn't look down on them, you know, because you may need them when you fall. When them 15,000 people disappear and you left with that great big building and that high mortgage, you're going to need them people to pray for you. You hear what I'm saying? So stop looking down on people, and I'm finding out so many of them look down on each other. They don't want to fellowship with you. Pardon me. They won't fellowship with you. They don't even, have you ever tried to talk to them? They don't even want to talk to you. But you know, I used to be a very bold soldier in my life. I used to be a very bold soldier. I'm still a little like that now. But I see somebody, and I would ask, text them, say, well, can you come to my church? Now, my church is not a large church, and I'm not going to say it's large in Jesus, you know, and the Holy Ghost is always there, so it's a mega church. It's mega with the Holy Ghost. You see what I'm saying? But anyway, praise God. And I would ask the person, you know, to come, and they would tell me all kind of, you know, well, you know, when they start saying, you know, I know what they're talking about, you know. And so I told one time, I said, listen, I wouldn't ask you nothing if God hadn't told me to ask you. I say, now you and God fight it out. I say, because I done asked you. Now, you got my phone number. Call me when you get the answer, okay? listen like this. And so they would call. They called later on. It take about a couple of weeks. Then they call. I said, yeah, I know you were going to call because I know what God said. You know, God said you were coming. You know, like that. He say, call you. See, God wants to bless them in special ways just by going to where he tell them. Now, how you going fellowship, how you going to say you want unity and you going according to Psalms 133, you know, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, to dwell together in unity. He say brethren, he didn't say how many members you supposed to have or people you minister to, you know, like this. And we got the thing all wrong. We got the thing all wrong. You know, we want to unite with who we want to unite with. They got to have plenty of money. Mm-hmm, yes. And all of that, you can be able to put thousands and ten thousands upon dollars in the offering and all that. All that's well and good. If you got it, put it in. If you ain't got it, you can't put it in. You see, so that's the way it goes. You look at a person, how much money they got. Okay, you don't look at people at how much money got. Cause let me tell you, the raggediest of person could have more money than you can count on. See what I'm saying? But you so busy judging that person by their looks. Well, they don't look like they got nothing. Well, that's why they want you. They want you to think that. So you won't ask them for nothing. You see, you don't get it, do you? But why do we, when God tells us to dwell together in unity, we want to do everything but? Huh? All right, we're still going to unity. You know, I could go on a whole 2 or 3 months on this subject of unity because people are talking about it, but nobody is putting themselves into the way to cause unity to come in their way, to their way. You know, they won't fellowship with a person. They won't talk to the person. They won't, well, you know, I can't but. When they start putting the but in it, you know something is wrong, okay? This is where it is. Truth is just the truth with me. I don't have to lie. I found out this is. God didn't tell me to be a liar. If I'm going to walk in him, he say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. I trust that scripture. I believe in that scripture. And if I'm going to walk with God, I'm going to have to tell the truth, even if to my own hurt. I'm going to have to tell the truth, you see, about the situation. And somebody say, well, she said. I say, well, tell me what they said I said, and then we'll tell you if I said it or not. Okay? Now, if I said it, I say, mm-hmm, yes, I did say that. And I say, but did they tell you what they said before that? Okay? I said, they didn't tell you, did they? No, they didn't. They never do. You understand? So we got all this dissension going on. You see what I'm saying? All the time. Now, let me tell you what the scripture I have for you this morning started with this morning in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter and the 10th verse. This should really get to you now. It said, now I beseech you, brethren. Now, this is the same brethren he's calling the brethren that he'd call in Psalms, right? He said, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. Now here we go into Corinthians here. He said, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment. We should all be speaking the same thing. Do you get what he's trying to tell you? No divisions, huh? No divisions. This is what God is saying to us today. And we have more divisions in the church, so you can't get no other people to come to church, because how are you going to get your neighbor to come and he know you don't like this person because of their religion, because of the name of their church, because of what color they is, because of how they wear their hair, how they wear their clothes or whatever. Overlook that. Do they know Jesus? Overlook that. Do they believe in being baptized? Now, we got a whole lot of dissensions on even the baptism. I say baptize this way. You say baptize that way. They say baptize the other way. You know, we got all these things. Just baptize the person. Stop all the bickering and you baptize where you believe. See what I'm saying now? Where you believe, okay? Long as you baptized, was you immersed in the water? That's all. Let's immerse you in there. Because you will find out they was immersing back in the Old Testament, they was immersing them in water then. But you don't hear nobody arguing about it, and you don't hear them talking about it anymore. They haven't, these Bible scholars, they don't want to bother with that. Because it's so much, you get in arguments when you start talking about it, you know. And I don't argue with nobody about the scripture. Scripture didn't tell me to debate and argue over the word of God. If that's what you believe, you keep believing. I'm going to pray for you, because if I think I'm right, I'm going to pray for you that God show you the right way to go. And if you pray for me and you think you're right, then you ought to do the same thing so that I can come to the knowledge of the truth what you believe, if that's God's way. Notice what I said, if it's God's way. But we should not be found bickering and fighting over the word of God. You know, it's true just like it is, you know, and if we all get into it and start the studying, we'll find out more truths. And don't be afraid to say when you done went wrong now. Don't be afraid to say, well, you know, I was wrong, you know. But you so stout-hearted, you won't say you wrong. You see what I'm saying? People want to do everything, but they don't want to admit when they're wrong. They will argue, fuss, fight, pull up the pistol or something, try to shoot you too, because they right. They think they right. Is that togetherness? No, you're not together. You are not together when you're going to go start all this here fighting and fussing over who's right and who's wrong. Don't make sense. If you got a husband, boyfriend, or somebody, and they seem like they want somebody else, why are you going to fight with them? Say, listen, let's part here. You go that way and I'm going this way. Get whoever you want. But I don't need to fight about this, because you already made your choice of what you want to do. You see what I'm saying? You can't change people's minds for what they want to do. We are promoting unity, not violence. You see what I'm saying? We are promoting God, all right? We are promoting him. We're not promoting you how to debate about whatever. Okay, you say, well, I believe this is right. You say, I believe that's this right. All right, we can agree to disagree. But fellowshipping with one another, let me tell you one thing, is more to it than just meeting. You've got to understand where the other person is coming from. Even in church, you know the Bible say, know them that labor among you. Know them that labor among you. You have no reason going to nobody's church trying to stir up trouble. Because, let me tell you, if you join the church, you're part of the mess. Because you joined it all, like somebody say, you are the mess. Which is, think about it. You can't. came and stirred up mess. You decided to make a mess in there. You decided I'm going to do the devil's work. I'm going to come in here and throw a monkey wrench in this thing because they ain't doing right. They ain't doing like they said. Who told you they weren't doing right? You came in with an agenda to destroy togetherness. At least they was together in their mess. You come in and you want to bring division because you don't like their mess. So you came with some more mess. So now we got a bigger mess. And it does what? You see, you look on the news thing with churches starting to fight in the church. Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus in this? Huh? We lost our unity. We lost our togetherness. When we get in there, we fighting over this. You need to sing, you don't sing, and you don't let me sing, and I don't sing, and everybody started fussing and cussing and fighting. Then that's not supposed to go on in the house of God. Now, you take that out there to the juke joint. You don't do that in the house of God. We're trying to promote people to do what? Come forth, dwell together in unity, real unity. Put effort in it, what you're doing. Put an effort in it. Try to be on one accord, one mind. Listen. You don't need five leaders in one thing now. You don't need no whole lot of leaders in one thing. Did you hear what I said? Because, you know, everybody want to be the leader. And God ain't called all of you to be no leader. See, God has not called you to be no leader. So why you want to get up in there and try to lead some? See, you want to lead, don't know how to lead, because you want to be in control. You want to have that Jezebel spirit where you can control everything and everybody. Oh, the devil is alive today. Come on now, think about it. This is where we are now in the church. And it should know not to be in the church. Now, I know you want me to talk about salvation. Yeah, I'm trying to get you to get. You can't get no salvation. Everybody is in there doing their own thing. Who going to get salvation? How are people going to get healed? How are people going to get delivered? There's so much dissension. Can a person get healed and all that? I don't believe a person can get healed in all that dissension. Because Ephesians 4 say, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, keeping it in peace. You should always look to keep peace, have peace, instead of confusion. You know, he said, every man, listen what he said, the fourth verse of the fourth chapter of Ephesians. He said, there is one body, one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. There ain't but one way to go, one calling here, one hope here. See, we want unity, we want us to get together. I heard somebody used to say a long time ago, it's better when we do it together. See, doing it together. Have you ever seen a harness race? Those horses are harnessed together. And they don't move without a signal. And when they do it in precision. They do it together. Just watch a harness race. Now, the horses, they are in sync. They're focused on one way, going straight ahead. They can't go, they got blinders on each side, so they can't go to the left or to the right. They have to keep straight. focus is straight ahead. And when it's straight ahead, that means they have to be in step with each other when they start the race. And they do not get out of step. Now, that's where we should be. The church should be. One mind. It's like all of them together is like a one mind working, you see. God wants us like that. That's the way God wants us. Why is it so hard for us to get there? Why we are doing everything else but what God wants us to do? We doing everything else. Well, I think we ought to have this. And I think, well, that's good. But first of all, so ask the pastor, should you have it? Before you jump up having some. Go ask. Ask whoever the pastor is. My. All through the scripture, God got, he's trying to get you to fellowship. He wants the laborers to fellowship, the soldiers of the Lord to fellowship. He wants all of these people to fellowship in whatever you're doing. Helpers, fellowship. Disciples, they are to fellowship. Everybody, each other. With who? Each other. Not you. How you gonna fellowship by yourself? Can you tell me? If you tell me, I'll shut up. You know, because I wanna know how you gonna fellowship by yourself. He said, do it together. Okay, brethren, we ought to dwell together in unity. Together, church world, together. You know why? What are we fighting? A spiritual warfare. This is what we're in. And if you don't think, you don't believe in spiritual warfare, then you're sick. Because, honey, you are in a battle. And the battle is getting hotter and hotter. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you, but the battle is getting hotter and hotter. God has turned the heat up. You're in the Hebrew boys' fiery furnace. That's who you're in right about now, and it's going to, they're getting ready to turn the heat up. See? Do you see it all around you? You see when it happens in your government, it happens in the rest of the part of the earth too. The natural and the spiritual is parallel. Do you get it? I sure hope you do. Because you got to stop fighting each other and fight the one that's turning up the heat.
Come on now, Jesus.
You fight the devil who's trying to burn you up. He's trying to pull you down, trying to take your peace away from you, take everything that's good from you, that God is doing. That has done. He's working on you. And if you don't believe that you're in a war, well, honey, let me tell you one thing. You better find you some war clothes. You better find you some instruments to fight with, and that's prayer. And you got to stay before God night and day and night, in season, out of season, when you don't feel like it, when you got a cold, you got whatever you got. You're going to have to start praying more and more and more. Forget those people that are talking about you. Forget them that saying she thinks she's sanctimonious. Say, well, you can think anything you want to, but honey, I know it's time to pray. And I'm going to pray and pray until I get an answer from God, until I get released in my spirit that God is on my side and he's not going to fail me. I'm going to hang on for everything I got. I'm telling you, I'm hanging on now. Sometimes you don't feel like it. If you see somebody that you feel like you just don't like them, well, like them anyhow.
Yes, Lord.
because there ain't no time to be divided. Regardless of whether they're with God or not, you cannot afford to be hating nobody. You cannot afford to be just say, well, I just can't stand this one or that one. Start standing them. Get around them, because you can't stand them. Say, hello, how you doing? You know, just speak real nice. They don't have to speak nice to you. You do it to them. You're going to show them that you do care, and you would love to do what? Cooperate with them and all. But if they don't want it, the Bible say follow peace with all men if possible. But if it ain't possible, you try to follow peace with them, you leave them alone. Because after then, it's going to be a disturbance of violence. Do you get the picture? Dwelling together in unity. This is what God wants us to do. Dwell together in unity. Because how are we going to get what he's left us? I know everybody wants favor of God. How you can get favor and you just is divided from God's people? I got favor. Whose favor? The devil? What favor you got? I know it's tight, but it's right. But you know, let me tell you one thing. I have looked over this thing, and I have found sometimes there are people that really irks you. I know that. But you try to do what? You try to kind of unite with them to a degree that you don't have hatred flowing. You see? Don't be mean and ugly and cantankerous and you got your lip poked out all the time. Time to see your eyebrows are knitted together because you're mad. Told you keep doing that, you're going to look old for your time. See? Because hatred going to do that. It takes the beauty out of you. Your eyes don't sparkle no more. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it just ain't sparkling no more. Because of what? You don't want to dwell with nobody in unity. You want to be a island all by yourself. And something happened to you, there's nobody to reach out and help you. When the Bible tell you about two of us should be together, because if one needs some warmth, the other one will come up and warm her. See? And then he say, a threefold cord is not easily broken. When it's tied together, that knot is tied together. It cannot be broken. That friendship, that unity is together. It cannot be broken. Do you understand it? Because you value it so much. If I ever get a friend, I value my friend. You know, just that I have so few. I think they may say that I'm a little hard on the conversation here. Not really. I just like to tell the truth. Don't lie to me, and I don't want you to lie to. I don't want you to lie to me, and I ain't gonna lie to you. Now, when you start to lie, I don't need you. I'm gone. See, because what happens? Evil communication will corrupt good manners. After a while, I'll be lying. After a while, I'll be telling them lies, too. Now, a lie is different from if you forget something. Okay? Now, because these minds now, these brains don't work all the time. Okay? Now, I ain't saying everybody got Alzheimer. I ain't saying everybody got dementia. It's just that, you know, the older you get, your mind start losing a little something there. So you forget. But don't call that a lie when that person is just have forgotten because they don't remember as good as they used to. I know you don't want to admit that. I know you don't want to admit that. I know you won't admit that to save your life. You won't admit that. But it's the truth anyhow. We go through these things in life. Huh? But you need to do what? Line up the word of God that you can always be truthful. If you forgot, say you forgot, please forgive me. I forgot. You know, I've been doing a lot of that lately. I mean, hey, there you go. See? And you say, you tell the person in the first place, would you please remind me? See, if I have a doctor's appointment, you know what I tell them? I say, do y'all make calls so you can remind me so I won't forget? See, I ask them all the time. I say, do you call the person and give them, you know, tell them? And most of them say, yeah, we'll give you a call. I say, thank you, because I say, my mind will be somewhere else. I forget. That's the way it is, you know? That's the way it is sometimes. Do you know, I forget this blood pressure stuff they give you. I forget the blood pressure medicine, you know what I'm saying? Half the time I don't want to take it anyway, you know, but Sister Diane don't be there and say, did you take your medicine? Did you take it? I say, oh, my God, I done forgot again. You see what I'm saying? We forget. I ain't going to say I'm lying. One thing, I don't want to take them. Ain't no sense in me lying about that. Do you? You wouldn't want to take nothing either, do you? I'm not used to all so much of that kind of stuff. But the thing is this. Watch how you answer. See what I'm saying? Just try to. You know, even if you're not able to do it all the time, try to. Be able to give the person a true answer. Or don't answer at all. The best way to do, see? And when you're trying to stay connected with people, you want to know, well, did I do anything to harm you? Because you're trying to keep that connection with the next person. But some people are just plain old cantankerous, you see? Some of them just don't want to be friendly. So you leave them unfriendly people that don't want to be friendly alone. Yes, yes. Now, if that's wrong, somebody call me, write me, and tell me what scripture where that is so I can follow it. Okay? Because I leave them alone if they don't want to be friendly and all. You know, you leave them alone if they still grumpy and everything. You know, you trying to be friendly and they hurting your feelings, huh? They talking bad to you. Mm-hmm. You seen them kind of people, didn't you?
Yes, Lord.
But let me tell you one thing. You know, you heard of the some groups called solidarity, right? What is that? It just implies a unity in a group or class that has enabled it to manifest its strength and exert its influence as what? One. All it is we come together. The church world need to come together in solidarity. See what I'm saying? So we can do what? Manifest our strength. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen indeed. Hallelujah. You see what I'm saying? We need to come together. Well, you know, Pastor Sharon has come about in here. So what we're going to do right now is turn over, let her give you some, whatever God has given her. Praise God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter today. I tell you, it's something to think about. He wants us to be in this, in unity, according to Psalms 133, that we all should be what? Be in unity. And then you ask the question, what caused the division? What caused it? Apparently, it's an offense that came in. Offense is what? A violation, right? A breach, right? Something that did not happen the way it's supposed to. And what it be in the natural sense, we call it a misdemeanor, right? When or a transgression, or the person is displeased, or they feel offended. So whatever it is, it's time to address the things that cause what division to be there, so why unity is not there. Because he tell us to be what, be, you know, he told us to be what, for us to come together, brothers, sister, to come together, and for us to dwell in unity. The word of God let us know that they will, you will have offense. You will have things that comes your way. But you know what the key part is? What? Communication. You have to have communication. In a relationship, there has to be communication. In a marriage, there has to be communication. Now, even a little baby, when they be trying to communicate with you, you may not understand the little, you may not understand their pointing, but you know what? You try to come to a place to understand what the baby is saying until they get the English language of what you can have this same understanding. But we have to pay attention. What are you communicating? What are you saying? What is the bottom line? The bottom line is Jesus told us we are to be what? In the spirit of unity. How we are to fellowship together. We are to worship him together. And the common denomination is Jesus and the spirit of love. So let love come forth, because when love comes forth, it brings forth that unity right there. And we're not, there's different stages of love. There's different things of love, different love. People have different interpretation of love. Your interpretation of love may not be my interpretation of love. Why? Because each person is in different degree of how they love. If you're bored of where family member express love while you're growing up, that child is just blooming with the love all around, just like a natural plant. When you plant is in the ground with that seed, and you start nourishing it and putting fertilizer and the sunshine, that plant becomes very bloomy and very bright and cheerful. It's the same thing when it comes to the human being, the man, the woman, or the man, the soul person. You have to what? Love has to be poured out in order for them to grow up. Because if they have not grown up with that love, their interpretation of love is different. Their determination is, if you don't treat me good, I ain't treating you good. Come on now. That's what it is. Because what they had that what template all along. That's what they grew up with. You do this, I do that. But then what brings forth the change is Jesus Christ. When you accept him into your life, when you're redeemed, you're reborn, you're rebirthed again, then you can walk the way Jesus wants you to walk. Until then, you will not be perfectly. You will not be perfect in him. You will not be complete or full in what he wants you to do. But we are to walk into our purpose so we can get into that place that he wants us to be. When Jesus came on this earth, he came with love. He was complete. He was already perfect because he was without sin. So because he was already perfect, he was just going forward into his purpose. And even though opposition came, he knew that he experienced that perfect love from God the Father. Because, and then he understand the state of man, that man was just flesh. Flesh would be what? Flesh is a mess at time. Flesh is a mess at time. And then Ephesians tell us why. It tell us about there's one body and one spirit, right? And we are called into one hope of your calling. So there's only one thing. There's only one God. People have different gods. But when the bottom line is, there is only one God. He is God, and there is none other but him. Everybody else, what, can say, this is my God. How people can say their little image is their God. But you know what? Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And according to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. And then we all
verse 31 said, let all bitterness and all wrath and anger and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Now, how do you get over those issues? Communication is still the word. If you don't communicate for the differences, how can you come into the spirit of unity? In a marriage, why am I saying marriage? In marriage, it's because a lot of time you can't go to the left and you cannot go to the right. You got to come in the middle and lay the cards on the table. When you come, you say what's on your heart, and they say what's on their heart, and then you can what? Come to an agreement and work out what needs to be worked out. Without that, there is no spirit of unity, because God said you're no longer two people, but you are one. Why? As He and the Father is one. Why? Because unity is that, is right there. So unity make two become one. Unity make ten become one. Why? Because they are one in Christ Jesus. So today we got to pay attention today. Pay attention. What is it that caused division? What it is that caused unity to not flow? Yes, we got prejudice. And you got to sometimes examine yourself and say, man, I tell you, Sunday was a cute thing. You have to examine yourself and say, okay, God, am I in there? Because you don't think, black people don't be thinking they're prejudiced. But black people are prejudiced, y'all. They're prejudiced with skin colors, with their own black. You're not what? You're not light enough, right? You're not light enough. You don't got the pretty hair. Your nose is not straight. You don't have that Coca-Cola figure. See, black people be all prejudiced themselves, but they don't realize they are the one that is prejudiced. Now, can you look differently? Can you look and see that God is the one that created the variety? Come on now. He's the one that created all these things. He is God. He did not, he's the one that did it. He's the one that took the dark chocolate. Come on now, the almond chocolate. He's the one that do the caramel chocolate. He's the one that do the vanilla chocolate. He's the one that created the variety. Why? Because He wanted it to create it. So we all can be what? As one in the spirit of unity. Now, if He created it, who are you to question Him? So we don't look at it like that, that each race we discriminate against one another. So let unity comes in that. Let unity comes in your house. You may have a child. They may have been the darkest chocolate there is, and everyone else is vanilla. Are you showing preference? Are you showing favoritism? Pay attention to those things. There's a spirit of division there. If you don't treat everyone the same, that's a spirit of division. So that child has that seed of division in them, and they recognize division. Why? Because you show difference. So today, we don't pay attention to the little things. When God created the heaven and earth, He called all things good. He called things that we call evil good. Because God said what? He made these things to be an opposition to Him. Why? To perfect what He wants to be perfected. So when opposition come in our way, we are to do what? Remember, He's perfecting something in us that is broken. There's something in us that needs to be straightened out. There's something in us that needs to come up a little bit higher. For something in us, for us to look differently at a situation. Pay attention to the cycles that comes in our life. I smell this thing as a cycle again. And you know what? I refuse to walk in this cycle any longer. So today, if you don't pay attention what caused division, then you'll fall in the trap and the trickery of the enemy all over again. So know today the self-examination belongs to start with what? Me today. I need to take an inventory of how my outlook on everything in life, because we all were brought up differently. We all have different tastes. You may like fried chicken. I might like baked chicken. But you know what? It's still chicken, right? There's another way of preparing it. So we have to pay attention to these things in life and know that everything with God is good. So let unity come forth. Watch your speech. Let your speech be seasoned today. Know that God is the one that sees all things, and he knows all our thoughts. He sees what you say in silence. So you might as well be real about it. When someone asks you a question, just tell the truth. So that's, you know, you may not like their truth, but if the person asks you, tell them the truth. You asked, you wanted to know where my thinking is. So when I tell you the truth, you don't like what I'm saying. So come on now. Didn't we say we all different? Come on now. Didn't we all say we all different? But we all belong to who? Jesus today. So take the differences, and you may not like it, deal with it today. You heard the woman of God say, deal with it now. Why? Because we are all trying to win souls for Christ. So today, know that God is God, and there is none other but him, and allow unity to come forth today. I don't care if you're tall or you're short or you're fat or you're white or you're black or whatever color you are. You all belong to the Jesus, because there is no difference. He is God today. He created you today. So be blessed and know that with God on your side, you can do all things today. Know that he's the one that created you. You did not create yourself. You did not choose your skin color. You did not choose your side. You did not choose who you come through today. But God chose it. Why? For his purpose. Because what? He wanted you to go that direction. So you cannot go back and say, God, why? You know what? Thank God for creation. Thank God for invention. Thank God for the perm. Thank God for hair color. Thank God for hair in the store. You thank God for these things that you can use to enhance what you need to enhance that you did not like. But today, know that you are wonderfully made in Jesus today. So don't let no one come and bring forth division in your mind that you are not good enough. You don't deserve this, because the devil is a liar today. Don't allow them to allow you to have two thoughts, because God is a God of one thought. He said you were good, and that's what it is. Anything that is not speaking the word of God is a false thing right now. It is a false. It's not real. So align up your mind with the word of God today and know that God loves you. If nobody else loves you, know today that God loves you. If they call you a hellion, oh, come on, y'all. You turn that thing around and say, you know what? I thank God for giving me authority and dominion over the power of the enemy. And you cancel that assignment and you start speaking life over your life. It's time now to speak life. Speak life to your soul, because that seed on the inside needs to hear the word of God. That seed on the inside needs to hear the word so that you can grow more and more in the grace of God and allow a unity to come forth. So be blessed today, and remember, before you say anything, think twice and stop being a liar in Jesus' name.
Jesus, I tell you, now y'all can't tell me y'all wasn't touched by that word now. Y'all can't tell me y'all wasn't touched by that word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. I tell you, unity. Are you dwelling today in unity? Are you? Listen, even the disciples, before they became apostles, had to come together in unity. And guess what? When Judas killed himself, they had to get somebody else to replace him. And it's only then that the Holy Ghost fell upon them, and they had to come on one accord. What is one accord? Unity. So if the disciples had to do it, who is we? Don't you think we ought to do it, especially in the church? How do you expect the Holy Ghost to move up inside if we are not on one accord? I tell you, we serve an awesome God. So, you know, today, examine yourself and know that God is a merciful God. He is a merciful God. And in chapter 4, verse 13, it said, till we come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. If you can't come nowhere there, you are nothing. You working with somebody else, and it sure ain't God. Okay, so you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. And that's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Now, come on over tomorrow night at 11 p.m. to the Wailing Walls Prayer Line, hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's 218-548-6746. Code 3333-POUND. So let's come together in unity, tear the devil kingdom down, take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let's wage war today on the enemy. Till then, you be blessed and hope to hear you on that prayer line tomorrow night at 11 p.m.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.